All right. So I guess session two of our Urban Shadows game. I'm Kale, and I'm not going to go through the whole spiel. So, I do want to. So we've got a couple of new players this week, David and Steven. And so I wanted to just have everyone take another look at the safety tab, just review the lines and veils. I think there were a few changes since last session. So maybe just put something in the chat or wave or whatever when you've had a chance to look through those. All right.
Steven, just real quick, you haven't clicked the romance stuff.
The what?
The romance, there's a little romance tab.
Oh, I missed that. I can click it. I'm fine with any romance.
Okay,
Well,
cool. Just
yeah.
want to make sure. I figured having played it before, it was unlikely it would be an issue, but just a check.
Awesome. Let's see. Yeah, so I guess why don't we jump in by having David and Steven introduce their characters, and then we can do I was on with them a little bit yesterday, and we talked through some possible debt options, but we can sort of go through and confirm all of that. Now that we've got everyone on, or almost everyone, hopefully Brandon will be back soon. David, why don't you start?
Sure thing. Hello, everyone. I'm David MK, he, him pronouns. And my cameo character is named Morgan Stone, he, him. And it's the Gargoyle playbook. He's a black professional, wears expensive clothing. And let's see, in the night circle and as the gargoyle, his major thing is a domain, which happens to be in tower. Let's see, as far as death go, I guess what I was wondering, and I'm just going to throw these out and see who's interested. Someone intervened on my behalf when I crossed a powerful figure from another circle. I was thinking this might be Dancy,
Yeah, it's almost certainly Dancy.
okay.
She doesn't know enough to mind her own business.
Perfect. And
And she's the kind of person that no one takes lightly.
so I owe you a debt.
She's faced down things which are much more powerful than she is, just because they know that killing her wouldn't be consequence free.
Nice. So I owe you a debt, Nancy.
Any quick thoughts on who that powerful figure might have been? Was that someone from Euthanatos?
What do
I'm totally fine with that. What do you have a specific idea?
Thinking. Yeah, you probably ran afoul of Oldenburg, right? Who is the Euthanatos enforcer, and who is a piece of work? And I'm just wondering what you did. We're just in the wrong place.
Or did we lose David?
Oh, we did. It looks like we did lose David. All right. Let's put a pin in that. Let's give him a couple. Let's give him a minute or two. Just so we're not totally up. And then if he's not back soon, then we'll jump over to Stephen for a minute. There he is.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
Sorry, I missed that. Your response.
Well, I'm thinking, what was your transgression? Were you just in the wrong place, the wrong time? Or did you do something wrong?
Let's see, if I'm crossing a powerful figure, I would like it to be less of an accident and more intentional.
More of an accident?
More intentional.
Okay. You're about a domain, right?
Yep.
What is your domain?
It's the Millennium Tower.
And that's the building that Percival and Red live in.
Right. I'm just trying to think what Euthanatos' interest might in the Millennium Tower might have been.
I think you had a couple of different. You have some a supernatural presence in Euthanatos, and then. That was part of your domain building here in Millennium Tower, and also you, just in general, you are sort of a protector of that building, and
but this could also be like outside of the domain too.
Sure.
Yeah. So like if there's an area, maybe I was scouting out an area. Outside my domain as a possible addition. I don't know. Yeah. Is there like a sacred space for Euthanatos?
There totally is. It's a cemetery.
Oh, and yeah.
Which cemetery is it? Kim, you Ooh. Know Boston better than I do.
Yeah.
Something big and old.
I feel like there's
in Chicago. I know which one it would be, but I don't know it in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there's one like right in downtown, actually. I'm trying to.
There
think
is one like, and it's part of the public gardens. I don't know how large I would call it, but there's a lot of smaller ones. There aren't a lot of.
But also, this is our version of Boston.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. but in the public gardens,
I feel like isn't there one like on the way? Maybe it's like by.
But
I've like biked into downtown. I don't know.
There is literally the Garden Cemetery, which is nestled within 179 acres. In West Roxbury.
Okay.
Which is still Boston, no matter what people say.
I like the cemetery idea, wherever it is.
Yeah, let me. I will.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Cemetery DNA later. but yeah. Euthanatos is basically, laid claim to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And you were, if you really wanted to offend them, you could have been in there digging up a body.
I don't think my character's into that just yet.
No, I mean, maybe you had a good reason to do it.
Oh, yeah, like looking for an artifact or something.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah.
But okay. It would be like you are violating... You're not only violating our domain, you're violating our rules.
Sure. No, I like that.
And
yeah, I like the idea of looking for an artifact to help fend off some spirits.
Excellent.
Yeah, and I basically found you, and I said, if you don't know me, but if you don't get my help, they're going to kill you. And it started from there.
I love it.
Brandon, I know you...
A big row with Euthanatos over it.
Brandon, I know you're on your phone. I don't know if you have any like headphones or something else. I think we're getting a lot of feedback specifically from you.
I'll mute in between and I'll try to find something better.
Okay, cool. Let's see. David, why don't we just go through your other two?
Yeah. Sure. And yeah, and we don't have to spend a lot of time on them unless they come up.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with whatever. So my next one, you teamed up with someone, I was thinking Dara, to handle a social situation away from my domain and got in over our heads. So I'd like to ask Dara, how did you help get us out of this? I owe you a debt. So something social related.
Do you have a more specific thought about what kinds of social situations Morgan might be getting into?
Sure. So I think my character, his three generations of his family has been in the area. He went off and worked at Wall Street, came back. He's into investments and so forth. And now like trading relics as well as stocks. And I think one of the social things could have been he's sort of been hobnobbing with the elites in the area. And it's possible something happened. One suggestion I have in sort of the backstory is he inherited his domain from another gargoyle who was the wife of a biotech founder in the area. So there could be some fallout. There could be any number of things as he's moving around trying to figure out his place as the new gargoyle.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
If you need, I have an idea / information that might be helpful.
I have a thought, but I'm curious what you have in mind.
So I lived in the Millennium Tower building for 7 years. And so one of the things that they did regularly when COVID wasn't happening is they would do galleries, would come in and set up in the common clubhouse level with their art and like sell their art and talk about their galleries and things like that. So I was going to say like that could have been a moment where Dara was in the building or something where David was there and he did something during one of those.
Well, I like that idea.
Yeah, please do it.
I was hoping that it wasn't in the domain because there's so much about my character that with the domain, but I'm totally cool with that too.
If we want to take it out of your domain, Dara's ex-girlfriend is very rich and she hasn't come up yet, so I haven't figured out why she's so wealthy, but it could be that she's the daughter of this biotech founder. So what if, is your relationship with this previous gargoyle maybe contentious?
I totally just made it up recently.
Cool.
So it could be. So like the idea I had was basically a new gargoyle comes into their own when they earn it from the domain, possibly having to defeat the prior gargoyle or they relinquish it. But there's some sort of like conflict that has to be resolved. But it doesn't mean that the prior gargoyles could be happy about it. So yeah, totally.
Yeah, then maybe there was, maybe could there have been a social function related to this kind of stepping down of the previous gargoyle, and your like kind of ascension. That's not quite the right word, but
like an era.
Yeah. Kind of that vibe.
Yeah.
That, you know, became very like tense because of this previous gargoyle's like maybe not being ready to step down.
Sure. I put her picture, but we can change it on this. The night, I'm not sure that was where it should go. We can totally change the picture. But yeah, I mean, would it be weird for Morgan, my PC, to be flirting with your ex as well while this is happening?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be weird for Dara, but it's fine for me.
Okay, cool. And then, let's see here. Characters. So I owe you a debt from helping me out of that.
Okay.
And then I was thinking for my last one, maybe Red. Well, because Kale mentioned this, right? Red lives in your domain, the Millennium Building, or Millennium Tower, benefiting from my protection, and they owe me a debt. Does that work for you?
I think that's perfect.
Okay.
I had a question also because I was looking at your character sheet because I'm nosy like that. And one of the things says about who is the most important person in your domain. Is that in terms of important to you or like power, or how does that work?
Oh, for my intro questions?
Yeah.
That I have no ideas on. So whether Kale or someone else has an idea,
I was going to say, Percival lives in the penthouse the building. He comes from a super old school Boston family, like back to the fucking settlement days. Uh-huh. And he is, as my benefactor, extremely powerful and has a lot of people, you know, allies and very loyal things. So he right. cuts that. Yeah.
He's in there now.
Okay, cool.
That's awesome. And the only other thing I have is a relationship thing, and I can either wait till later or go through that now. What do you prefer, Kale?
Why don't we get Steven to introduce, and then we'll come back to the residents and the relationships.
Cool.
So Steven, take it away.
Yeah. Hello there. I'm playing, Miss Mash, as her stage name. I am the Tainted. I work for, you know, little old Auntie Mame. That demon queen running the demon's queen for her. Where the occasional deal happens for someone's soul. There is a regular drag night where I am the MC and host for that. We can usually see me when I'm in my stage persona. I'm wearing a variety of very gorgeous dresses. Does anyone? Yeah. I, of course, also have a demonic form, which we'll get into when we get into that.
And in case anyone missed it, Auntie Mame is Mammon, or I don't know how we settled on the pronunciation there, but our previous Demon of Greed connection from connected to the Lee Gallery.
I prefer Auntie Mame. It's so much more personable.
Let's see. And so, so you had some stuff, some of the background questions on your sheet.
Let's see here. Did I move them all the way out to my sheet, or are they still
over? They're under demonic jobs. I think I had. In any event, yeah, they're on line 35. It looks like.
Yeah. I should know my demonic jobs are negotiating demonic contracts and operating a demonic establishment, the Demon's Queen. No, I just have my history questions there.
Okay, yeah, that was what I was thinking about. I wasn't sure if you wanted to cover any of that or just jump into
been in the city. I don't need to put a number on it, but I've been in the city long enough that, frankly, the charm of a girl with 5 o'clock shadows singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow has lost its charm to me. I think I covered a lot of this. I dislike Akiko. I think that she is tasteless in a uninteresting way. And I think she frankly could stand to acquire a better quality of souls. But that's just to me, who listens to me. I also think that I am usually smoking, because why not? I'm damned anyway, and a cigarette is a good reminder of the hellfire that awaits me.
Excellent. And what did you have for what were you thinking for your debt, your starting debts?
Yeah. Let me go over playbooks. There we go. I have you're protecting someone from a dark power, a rival, an enemy of your demonic patron. Your charge owes you a debt. So we talked that this could make sense for Dara, since she's already connected to some of this. I'm sure Red needs protection from everyone.
Steven knows my characters.
we're trying and failing right now.
Yeah, haven't failed yet.
I could see that being Dara. The dark power you're protecting her from could be the Pikmin Foundation, which is a mysterious organization attached to her family and specifically her grandfather's legacy as an artist. That's kind of Dara's whole thing, is sort of investigating that mystery and what they're up to. So that's one option. It was also established last session that Dara has been like visited in her dreams by a demonic entity that's trying to tempt her into its service. We haven't really detailed that too much, so if you wanted to say that that's a nemesis of your patron, that's totally cool with me.
Oh, that sounds like Chad. But no, I think protecting you from the Pikmin Foundation, I'm almost wondering if it's a roundabout way that, like, I'm almost wondering if there's a, no, there are a lot of tainted name Chad. It's a thing. Beelzebub has a Chad, Asmodeus has a Chad, there are several running around. I was almost thinking, like, was my protecting you in the sense, that, like, because I don't think I'm just thinking this through.
Do you think it's more like, you know, I come to your bar and we chat and you give me, like, guidance about how not to, like, completely get myself over my head? Or do you think it's something more active?
I think there's definitely that. I'm also... I'm also wondering if there are times I've explicitly withheld information from you, because I look at you and I say, dear, if I tell you that, you're not going to live past the night.
I love that, because that's the sort of thing that will make Dara make stupid decisions. She cannot stand not knowing.
And it's not the first time.
This is true. Dancy right. did something similar. It's becoming a pattern.
Center, where it's like, those paintings are demonic. I better not tell her. She's going to get involved in things that she shouldn't. And she did anyway.
Okay, so Dara owes me a debt. I'll add that to my sheet once I'm taking notes, because I'm kind of in the wrong tab right now. Someone is trying to save you from damnation and keep suffering for it. Ask them why they care when no one else does.
That sounds like Dancy.
This feels very Dancy. Red would do it, but this feels very Dancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dancy believes that she is going to hell for all the things she's done so far in her relative very young life. If she felt there was a possibility that she could make up for that by seeing that somebody else didn't go to hell, she would grab at it.
Mm-hmm. I know. She would be adorable if she weren't so tragic.
She is pretty tragic.
So, I owe you a debt. So you have a debt on me. And I heard her killed someone's good friend or ally on my demonic patron's orders. I owe them a debt.
Yikes. Okay. Yeah, I think Red's pretty new in town. He's only been here for like 10, 11 months. And one of the first things he did is he got just like kind of like a menial job. He doesn't really work there anymore, but maybe during that time, one of his coworkers was someone who owed a great debt to your, to Mammon, and they were not doing the right thing in regards to that. And so, you killed them, and that was rough, buddy. That was like probably the first time Red saw someone die. And he does not feel great about you.
Yeah, that's fair. That feels true. I'm not precious about human life after all. We've already established that I let a flesh-eating vampire hang out in my bar because I dislike tourists.
Yeah, Red has not forgiven you, but also keeps finding himself in your bar, which he doesn't appreciate, but somehow he keeps ending up there.
I know, and every night I always come up with a new way of explaining to you why you have something that Miss Mash likes to describe as the opposite of talent when you go on the stage to sing a song.
Oh, but he's actually, his face claim is actually a really good singer. I have videos. So I think that's funny that maybe he actually is talented, but you don't like that, and so you're mean to him. How do you feel about that, Steven?
Sure.
I'm going to post links of him singing now. All right.
The pictures you posted for Red's face cast look incredibly familiar, and I cannot figure out where they're from. And it's been bugging me.
It's from the show Weeds.
Okay. All right. It's been a long time since I watched that show, so that's probably why I couldn't bring it up.
The lighting in the image on the left makes me think it's from a tape or a still from a 1980s film. It's so blown out.
Okay, let me make some notes about what the debts I have now.
Excellent. While you're doing that, David, do you want to walk us through Morgan's resident and relationship questions?
Yeah. Let's go over here. All right, so residents, I chose Maya Lopez, owes me a debt for securing an apartment in the Millennium Tower for her. And then relationships, I chose, you recently got in on the artifact trade downtown and decided to take more than you share of the profits from your werewolf dealer. Why is blank covering for you?
I feel pretty good about this one, if you don't mind me taking
Red?
It off. Yeah, because sure. Red has ends with the largest local werewolf gang.
Yeah.
They actually happen to be people who's currently kidnapped him.
Why is Red covering for me?
Because you protect us.
Okay. And you think my protection will protect us from the werewolf revenge?
Well, you do a good thing for me, and so it's only fair that I do a good thing for you, and you do a good thing for Percival.
Sure. Okay. I like it. I don't think my character's ever gone up against a werewolf, so that'll be fun.
All right. Good. So that werewolf dealer is now canonically part of Stella's crew. And so then I guess back to you, Miss Mash, you've got a couple of, I don't know if you had looked at the relationship and resident questions yesterday or not. I can try and scare up the link to them again. You're on mute, Stephen.
Sorry, just lost the tab. I don't have the relationship chart in front of me. I might be able to pull it up myself. But we did establish that Ta'an. I might be able to pull it up as well, but we did establish that Ta'an was my, I let them hunt in my club for the occasional tourist.
That's right. That was the vampire you just mentioned earlier. So
yeah. So they owe me a debt for that.
Yeah.
Let's see. I have my own template here. I think I already, for my character keeper that I made of this, I think I have the city hub already filled
nice.
In there. So let's see. Now, what were the ones that are
let's
available?
See. Delivery work for demonic eateries is available. Legendary artifact is available.
Okay. I guess I'll say to tie me into the last of our little group here. Oh, I need to update my character. So I'm actually Morgan. Recently became the owner of a legendary artifact I've been trying to get my hands on for years. They refuse to part with it, but you're determined to change their mind. How? I think it's a matter of finding the right lever, as it is for most people. Because if I can find a reason that Auntie May might have an interest in him, well, Morgan will need protection from someone.
All right, so you're looking for a way to get Morgan to sign on to sign something with Auntie Mame. And
well, I'm interested in seeing if I can get Auntie, at the very least, get Auntie Mame interested in Morgan so that Morgan has to go to me for protection from Auntie Mame.
Got it. Of course. Okay. So I think that sort of covers all of our various tie-ins. Extra complications for the whole web. So just to I guess recap where we were last session to start. So I think Red is in a car with Vincent. And a few other unnamed werewolves from Stella's gang, Stella's pack, headed to points unknown, trailed by Bird, who is an avian friend of Dancy's. And then Dancy and Dara were headed to Millennium Tower to try and talk to Percival and perhaps seek his aid to help unravel the situation. Is that about right?
Yeah, Dancy wasn't happy about it, but she agreed to go.
Sounds right to me.
Because she promised Bird.
Yep.
He's regretting it already.
So I think what I want to start with, let's see, actually, I think do we have any more start of session moves? Do we have any start of session moves? I think we do.
Yes, I have a start of session move.
Okay. And then
I have one that could be start of or could be delayed.
I don't.
Okay.
So I'm gonna roll with spirit to see what shenanigans are going on.
All right.
All right, dice roller. 1 second.
Oh, are you rolling foretellings?
Yes.
They changed it so that it's not start of session anymore. It's
Oh, okay.
It's at the start of the game or before the faction turn, so you don't have to do it every session.
Oh, okay. Cool. So I don't need to do that then.
Did I? Oh, yeah. Faction turn and start of the game. Okay. What did we have? Start.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Okay. There we go. Now it's not start of session, start of game. Perfect. Okay. Never mind.
Morgan, what was your start of... Oh, that was your patrolling.
Yeah, so if I'm patrolling, but if it... I think... Because that could really derail some of the action here. I'm totally fine with not worrying about that. Okay. But if you want me to roll it, I can.
Let's take a pass on that. I think you're gonna have plenty of opportunities to get.
It sounds like trouble is heading here already.
Trouble is definitely heading your way.
I'm fine.
Cool. Okay. Red, are you doing anything in the car before it gets to its final destination at this point?
I am just furiously texting Stella, being like, this is not how friends treat friends. I thought, like, this is not okay. Vincent won't answer me. Like, where are you even having me taken? I am not okay with this. You're going to get an earful as soon as I get to you, Missy. Like, says the 19-year-old to the clearly 30-year-old. Like,
I think her responses are terse and to the effect of, we'll talk about it when you get here. So I think let's go ahead and cut to that. I think, you pull into the car pulls into an underground garage, and you're sort of led upstairs. You know, I Vincent and crew were rather relatively, forceful on the way into the car, but I think now they're just sort of shepherding you along to meet Stella.
Red's just kind of huffy, arms crossed, like, I can walk myself, don't touch my shoulder.
So I think, Stella is in, I think when you get there, she's in a, sort of a nondescript, like office, I guess it's in a tastefully appointed, she's got her, her sort of, a well-cut suit on, and I think she's just sort of sitting waiting for you. And I think, as you walk in, she sort of holds up a hand almost to kind of forestall whatever outburst you might be about to come out with, and just kind of says, look, I know this wasn't, I know this maybe wasn't the I know this wasn't the best way to or it wasn't the easiest way or the friendliest way to have you. Oh, wait, we have two copies of Brandon.
There we go.
Can you hear us, Brandon?
Just fine now. Switch, got my computer working.
Well, okay, you are, we're getting some feedback. Okay. I'm just gonna disconnect your oh yeah, okay, there it goes. All right. But yes, I really we needed to talk, and I needed you to understand the seriousness of the situation here. And frankly, I need your help, and you need mine.
So you're not only asking me for a favor, but you've done it lugging me all the way over here, Miss Stella Volkov, when we have a perfectly great friendship, or at least I thought we did. If you had just texted me and said, hey, it's something really important, I'm in trouble or I need help, I would have come. And you should know that by now. And I'm disappointed in you for not realizing that. And I'm even more disappointed that you thought having me abducted from the markets in plain view, like, this is going to cause so many issues Let's just hope Percival doesn't get involved. I told him to go to Carrie, but Percival gets involved. This is good. He already doesn't like that we're friends. And now you've done this. And his like foot is kind of like tapping a little, arms crossed.
Well, so that's the thing. Percival is... The thing we need from you is the same thing that Percival wants from you. And we can't both, I mean, well, not that that Percival wants from you, but
what?
Look,
spit it out.
Yeah. You've been seeing things. You've been giving Percival information, and we need it. I need it to help us sort of regain help. She sort of gestures around to regain our proper place in around here. We've been pushed out and pushed back, and
Stella, I appreciate your friendship and trust in what you've given me, so I'm gonna bless your soul and forgive whatever shenanigans is happening today. I'm going to give you a reading that will hopefully help you with whatever's going on. And then you are going to let me leave and get back to my day-to-day. And we can arrange something where I can help you here or there. If I see anything specific to the pack, I of course will come to you. But I've already made my choice. And when a man makes his word and his pledge, he doesn't break it. And I agreed. And Percival is my destiny in that way. And it would have been lovely. And he had stepped forward and like pats her hand, if it had been you. But it's not. But I still value you and our friendship. And so I'm hoping what we can do here is you're going to let me take your hand and give you a reading. I'll pull out my gloves. I could have dropped these on the way here. Where would we have even been? Where would we have even been when I was grabbed if I didn't even have my tools? So I'm going to give you this reading and help you. And then you're going to let me go on my way so that Percival doesn't come out here with a chicken leg his head cut off, doing who knows what, starting fights, and whatever else. Or Carrie. I've been dating Carrie, and Carrie's great, and I bet he would mess up Vincent real good if he knew how Vincent manhandled me.
She just shakes her head when you mention Carrie. So this sounds like a persuade an NPC. So why don't you go ahead and roll that?
That's heart, right?
That is heart, yes.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes. Let's see how this goes. Okay, a 9.
A 9. All right. Good. We will come back to that. I think I guess let's jump over to Dara and Dancy. And I think probably makes sense for you guys to be arriving at Millennium Tower. Are you going straight up to Percival?
No. Fun fact, they can't. So that when they walk in, there is a desk. And unless you have a key and walk past the desk to use the elevator, which you need a key to access the little touchpad to even get you to your floor, a key to a different floor won't give you a key to another floor in this building. Nice. So you have to go to the front desk and be like, I'm here to see you. And they'll like call unless your name is on a pre-approved list, which I doubt either of you are.
Perfect. Yeah. seems unlikely. All right. So are you going to the front desk or are you doing something else?
Dancy looks sideways at Dara.
What?
Dara's walking towards the front desk.
What?
Oh. Just that you should talk to them, not me.
Yeah, I already kind of figured that. Hi.
Who are you here to see?
Percival?
Mr. Crowninshield.
Yes.
Mr. Crowninshield does not take kindly to out of the blue visitors.
It has to do with Mr. Van Cortlandt Jr.
And you would not know that name. Sorry, real quick, Brandon. He has only ever given you the name Red. None of you have heard his full name.
Oh, okay. We're done for that. Okay.
It's about
his protege.
Oh yeah, that's a good word. I was gonna say roommate.
Money boy.
I can certainly send him a message.
Why don't you pick up the phone and talk to him? It's kind of an emergency.
Should one of us roll hit the street since we are kind of going to Percival for something?
Sure. That seems like a good, yeah, I like that. Thank you for
I'm happy to do it if you want.
All right, so that will be hit the streets with our.
Yep. Okay. Nine.
Also a nine. Okay. Now, Morgan, where are you typically in Millennium? Like, where do you spend your time?
So I probably have like a floor to myself.
Okay.
And then of course I have these various access points that I'm still discovering. But yeah, there's probably like an entire floor to who's ever in charge of the domain. And my guess is, because it was mentioned earlier, probably looking over that artifact that Miss Bash is interested in. What is that artifact? Steven, do you have an idea?
Maybe, I think it's like, you know, if like it's like prehistoric by demon standards, like it's one of the old pieces of magic from the underworld from prior to the current ruling powers.
So is this like a piece of stone or metal or?
Yeah, let's say it's like stone. It's like blood frozen into glass.
Oh, nice. So I think we get a picture of Morgan. He's got various like fine, like rich, normal, mundane or mortalis things in here that would show off his wealth, that in part he's inherited, but also part he's earned. And then he's got like this smaller display and he's looking at that specifically. And just sort of staring into it intently. Very curious. Is there a move for that in this game?
For?
Looking at artifacts. I know there's a study of place of power.
Yeah, I don't think there is a... I'm not sure there is a specific move.
If you have anything in your let it out that might help you here, that might apply.
Mm. Let me see here. Huh. Not so much.
No.
So that's cool. It's a mystery. So I think he's imagining who he could talk to. Maybe that shop owner downstairs could help him out, figure this out. So he's pondering what to do with this.
Okay. Sorry, what? We had just talked through what was Morgan's connection to where did the it was Percival was came up as the most important person in the domain,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
But you don't have any direct connections. But presumably he knows you're there.
I think there's something, we just haven't seen it on screen yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see. I think that, so jumping back to the nine that that Dancy rolled. So a nine, well, first of all, so Dancy, you should mark power if you haven't already. Because you did use a faction move. And then, so a nine.
I'm going to pick that he's juggling his own problems.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. Is that a you pick or is that an I pick? Oh yeah, choose one.
Just choose one.
Perfect. Yeah, so I think,
because he always says.
Yeah. I think what you get is that the person at the desk comes back and basically says, Mr. Crown and Shield is otherwise occupied and is sure that you'll be able to help his protege out, and recommends let's see. Trying to think if he would. Well, wait. Okay, sorry. So you were looking for help from Percival, right? That the thing you were looking for from your hit the streets was help from Percival with this to help to get Red back, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so I think what you're going to get is that so Mr. Crown and Shield can't attend to this matter personally, but he will but wait there, and he will send someone down who will be able to help out.
Okay.
Morgan, I think it's shortly after that that you get a phone call or a message from Crown and Shield calling on you to go help. And why don't we I would say I know we didn't have any specific debts there, but why don't we treat that as a him calling in a debt on you.
Sure, that's fine. Yeah, so he's basically asked me to go help with something.
Yeah, yeah. He says there's some folks in the lobby that need help resolving a situation that is important to him, but not sort of immediately urgent. He has some other other urgent matters he has to take care of.
Okay, I have an idea. So I think Morgan will, if this is possible, I can make a roll to basically use his stone power to phase through and then appear from a hallway to greet these people.
Sure. So you're going to essentially show off rather than just, you know, take the elevator down.
Yeah. I mean, the keys and the blah, 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 so annoying.
So you just appear.
I just come out.
In a nice suit, right?
Well, yeah, he comes out from a hallway. So it's not like he just appears like an apparition. He's not a ghost. I mean, come on. But yeah, he's got a nice suit on, you know, Rolex or whatever. And he says, hello, I'm here from Mr. What was the name? Sword Shield
and Crown and Shield.
Crown and Shield, yeah.
Now of course, you know, Dancy and Dara, you both recognize Morgan. You guys have run into each other in the past.
Yeah. He's putting on an act like, and I'm here as a representative.
Yeah, Dancy rolls her eyes quietly and mutters loud enough for you to hear, show off.
You both look like you could use some refreshment. Shall we go up to my floor?
We've got a kind of kidnapping going on right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't just, oh, really? This is an emergency, Morgan.
Well,
just because his mighty highness up there can't be bothered doesn't mean it isn't important.
So are you kidnapping someone or someone you care about been kidnapped?
It's Red.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so?
Well, we did say so.
You didn't say Red. Let's go help him out.
Yeah, werewolves put snatch on him. I don't know why.
Huh. Well, doesn't Red have a relationship with the werewolves?
Yes. He's been really buddy with the werewolves. I don't get it. Do you get it, Dara?
Maybe they just missed him.
I don't think so. This is kind of a broad daylight, shoved into the car kind of situation.
Yeah, it was like Taken. The Liam Neeson movie. Like, obviously Red was Taken, but I mean it was like Taken. Can we just go?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Should we cut for a break there? We're coming up on the hour mark.
Yes, that's a good call. Thank you. Yeah, I think that's a good point to stop. So why don't we say come back in about 15 minutes.
Great. See you then.
Sure. All right. Thank you.
All right. Kay, are you back? All right. So I think I think we're going to cut back to to Stella's office.
So I had done a 9 on my persuaded NPC.
Uh-huh. So your offer had been to that you would give her a reading and then if you had any visions that seemed to impact the wolves, you'd let her know. And I think she sort of looks at you and mulls it over and says, you know, I know that you made your choice. And frankly, if you'd made, if you'd made a different one, we wouldn't be here in this situation. But here's what we'll do. All I need is for you to let me know the same, give me the same, let me know the same visions that you're sharing with Percival. And if you promise to do that, we won't be back here again.
I can't do that. I'm happy to talk to you more, and I can come in, you know, for like a weekly reading or something, if that's something, and not just for you, I could do it for Vincent also when he's being less of a sour wolf, but I can't give you what I give Percival. That wouldn't be fair or right to him. If you want time to think about that, you can always switch to Ms. Mash.
Yeah. Yeah. I would. Ms. Mash, I think we're on a Sunday afternoon, if I think back on our timeline. Where would we find you in that? On this particular Sunday.
I mean, I think generally, we'd find her managing the resetting and cleaning of the club. Saturday night is the big night after all. Friday and Saturday are the big nights, and Sunday is usually the day for cleaning, restocking. The less glamorous parts of the club owning. I mean, I have a demonic patron that has a bunch of debt on me. They can always make demands of me.
Yep.
Like, what are you thinking, Kale? And
I would love to have you involved in this, embroiled in this whole thing that we've got going on with the rest of the cast.
Okay.
And in particular, I was thinking that perhaps Stella has used you before as almost a demonic notary. You've got that your
move. A little dab of blood.
Yeah. And so that's sort of where I was angling. I was wondering whether Stella and Red could come to an agreement with some teeth behind it by enlisting your services.
If you don't want, if then we can, but I mean, at the same time, it sounds like already Red is saying no to that agreement, so.
Right, I know, so that's where, yeah. But I think, I think Stella would take a, I think she would take Red up on his sort of offer of readings and information about any visions that involve the wolves, as long as she can get a little bit of a little bit of certainty behind it.
So she's calling in Miss Mash to write a contract.
Yeah, so I think that's sort of what she would. I think she would put that, you know, sort of on the table, as it were, in front of Red. I don't know if, up to you whether you want to accept that, but.
So then do we want to have Miss Mash show up on the scene?
We can have Miss Mash show up, or you guys can go to the bar.
Oh, that might be more fun for her to have brought us to the bar to do it, because that way it's a location change. So they're like, let's go to the wolf's place. And then they come and we're already gone.
Uh-huh.
Are you good with that, Stephen? Oh, you're muted.
We haven't used up the location budget for this episode yet.
Perfect.
Yeah. And who's? Oh yeah. And what was the werewolf's name again?
Stella.
Stella Volkov of the Volkov Pack.
Oh, Stella dear, I see you're slumming it with Percival's toys now.
Now, Red's a friend, but we did have a favor to ask.
You have a favor to ask. And Red looks unhappy to be here.
I'm doing the boring ass work of signing, because, you know, even demonic establishments, you need to sign a payroll, of verifying payroll stubs. Some of them, you know, are in the souls of the innocent, are in the blood of the innocent. And things like that, but you still need to have I forget what they call to double bookkeeping. A favor, dear. That sounds like something that I would be doing for free.
If
I prefer to think of it as a service. That's something I get paid for.
If you do this for me, the Pacaloya one. So she's offering you a debt for this to sort of do this, draw up this contract and seal it between her and Red.
Yeah, after all, apparently Miss Volkov only has business-based relationships.
Sometimes business has to come first. You'll understand.
Some of my
that.
Favorite, yes, Red. Some of my favorite relationships are business. They're you feel so much less bad when you stab them in the back later.
Well, ain't you just peachy?
So, what do Miss Mash's contract signings look like?
So we are doing this then, very well. And I take out a small blade. Yes, this is clean enough, I suppose. I pull out one of our mixers for martinis. Cut my arm and pour some of my blood in. I'm going to need a bit of the two of you to add to this little concoction.
I want to know what the contract says and read it over before I spill blood.
So, it'll be just like we talked about. You'll let us know if you whenever you have any visions that impact the wolves, and in return, we'll leave your
You won't kidnap me?
We'll leave you alone with Percival B.
I chime in at this. Is somebody kidnapping you again, Red?
It's like half kidnapping, half not kidnapping, friend taken hostage.
I think the term is
one of those situations.
Yeah.
Stella reaches up and takes her just sort of slides her finger along the edge of along the point of one of her canines, and then just lets the blood drip into the mixer.
Well, a bit from you now.
Red sees that you have a knife and is just like, I'm not touching your knife. And so he's gonna hold his pointer finger out to Stella.
She takes it gently and just pricks it with the point of her fang.
We'll need a bit more than that.
It's okay, you can bite a little deeper.
She does, somewhat reluctantly.
Thank you. He will look at Miss Mash and say, is this enough?
I suppose. You know, usually I need to make certain someone dies for this, but we can make do. I close it up and I shake it up like I'm making a martini and pull out a set of shot glasses and pour each of the three of us a shot.
Wait, you want me to swallow this?
Oh, Red, I know for a fact that you've swallowed worse.
What you saw happen between me and Carrie in the bathrooms here is none of your business. And I think he takes the shot and just downs it.
Stella follows suit. Now,
yeah, I need to make a roll here.
You need to make a roll, yeah. See how much exactly how much teeth this particular contract has.
Or if stuff goes terribly wrong.
Oh, delicious.
Let me...
It is with... Let's see.
Heart.
Heart, yep.
Which is my... It's a, one of my better... It's my best stat, so we'll hopefully... Ah, that's a six. Great.
Nice.
Start and good start. Let's see. Does this have any specific things that I'm supposed to say happen on...
Yeah.
On a miss, the bargain displeases the powers you called upon to sanctify the deal. You must perform an act of contrition before you can invoke their influence again. I mean, I guess technically, like, I guess we, yeah.
What does it look like?
Oh, man, it's this fucking oracle blood. This is why I don't let.
Why you're always chasing Red away.
Yeah, naive money boys into my Oracle money boys into my establishment. I think it almost fizzes in your mouth, Red. And I think all of us are like coughing up a cloud of flies that has spontaneously like formed from the blood we just drank.
What? Is that it? Ugh, that's so gross. Why do you do that to people?
So, like, here's the thing. If you want to make a further move here, Kale, because I'm just curious what does it look like now? What's like, because like this in itself like isn't going to move the scene along inherently.
Right. Yeah. I probably do, but I don't have one in mind.
I have a suggestion.
I say to you, it's all the gumdrops and unicorns you think about, Red.
I have a suggestion. Would this be an opportune time for Red to have a vision?
Ooh.
Would this be an opportune time for Red to have a vision that causes him to thrash around on the floor and for the others to come in at this point thinking that Red's
maybe watching? Yeah, something.
Well, I think you folks are all still headed to the werewolf office building.
I don't know true. If the bird would have it out with them.
Made the transfer. I think you still got some wolves to antagonize.
Yeah, may as well.
I think let's shift over to that, actually. So I think Dancy Bird reported back and, you know, sort of gave you the address of the West End building where the car that had Red in it was sort of pulled into. And I think as you guys pull up, are you in Morgan's car?
Probably, yeah.
Is this on the bad side of town?
It is not. No, I mean, there's this is sort of all in, all still in, you know, kind of very, very, very downtown Boston. It's a little bit more residential.
Right. Yeah. Morgan will have his whatever Tesla VW, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And we'll drive over there.
Yeah, so I think as you pull up there, you know, there might be there's a couple of you know, pretty muscly looking guys in suits, just sort of outside, around.
So have either of your two characters been here before?
No.
Nope.
Okay. So would I feel like that we would have talked about how we were going to do this on the way over. So would we try to, like, I don't know, like, have one or both of you sneak out of the, like, I let you off somewhere else and I come up and act as a diversion, or I don't know what the play is here. Because Morgan would think it would be just kind of difficult if we just kind of walk up all together and say, hey, give us red.
It's true. Dance is all for sneaking in.
Yeah, because otherwise we don't know that we have any leverage or anything at the moment. Okay, so
Dan, how do you feel?
Yeah.
I mean, if Dancy and Morgan don't leverage, then Dara definitely doesn't. So yeah, she's definitely okay to defer to you two for the plan.
Does Dara want to be the distraction in the car?
Sure, if we need a distraction, yeah.
Yeah, and then we could have Morgan and Dancy go around the back. All right, I guess that's the plan. Morgan, of course, is like going over, like, be good to her. Like, you know, put the parking brake on. Like, all these little things for his baby.
I'm not even driving it anywhere, Morgan. Your car's going to be fine.
No bullets, no knives, no nothing. Okay?
Wait, if you think I'm going to get shot at?
No. I'm just saying, if you see trouble and you don't see us, drive away. We can always get an Uber or something.
Okay.
You'll be fine. Morgan's totally lying. You'll be fine.
Just be quick, please.
All right. Let's go get red.
Yeah. All
right. So what's the plan here? You guys are, Dara's going to sort of drive up to the front and be obvious.
And engage them in conversation or what. I mean, she's totally, you do whatever you want. Like, you say, oh, I think there's something wrong with my car. Can you take a look at it or whatever? But I think Darcy and Morgan are going to sneak around back and survey. At least that's what Morgan thinks is going to happen.
All right. That sounds like there's probably a mislead, distract, or trick in there for Dara to create an ideally create an opportunity or possibly confuse someone. Sure. What's that look like? And then we can roll it.
I think Dara is driving up slow in front of this building where we presume Red is inside. She's got the radio blasting, the windows, you know, rolled down. And I think you said there are people outside, like guards?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, then I think she rolls down the, like, passenger side window all the way, and she'll call out to one of them, like, hey, I'm sorry, I think I'm lost. Could you help me out?
All right, why don't you go ahead and roll? And we'll see how that goes, see how they respond. So that is a mind roll.
Sure thing. Mind is 0. Great. Actually, I'm just checking whether I have anything and let it out. That might be
Oh yeah.
helpful. I'll just roll with mine for now. That's fine.
Okay.
A six.
All right.
Going great.
So why don't we? We'll get back to that in a minute. Why don't we cut back to the bar? What did we say the name of your club was? Demon Queen.
Oh, the Demon's Queen.
The Demon's Queen. Yeah. So why don't we cut back to that where Auntie Mame has just walked through the door as you finish coughing these flies out, and she says Miss Mash, what are you bringing for me?
Oh,
you wouldn't.
Oh, go ahead.
Look, you wouldn't look for my help without for. You wouldn't use my name without getting something from it, would you?
I think for a second and then say, of course, I've brought you this delectable little oracle here.
Maybe we should go with
his singing could use some work, but well, it seems everyone wants to get a little bit of his, gets want to get their hands on those two beautiful little eyes of his.
I'll have you know, I sang first in church choir for 17 years.
Mama looks over at you, Red, and sort of a piercing stare. And what do you want?
I'm sorry? Is that... I don't need to get involved in your personal squabble. You guys can have this. I think Stella and that's definitely not directed at me right now for me.
No. Everyone, Miss Mash here says everyone wants things from you. What is it that you want? What can I help you with?
I'd like to politely decline the offer. Thank you.
I, at this point, all those flies that just caught, that just came, like, I pull them together into my hand, in, like they fly together into the palm of my hand, and I just squelch it shut, and they just crush noisily, and then just a flicker of hell flame appears along my hand. Red Deer, this is not the kind of deal that people in your position turn down. It is... This was not how I foresaw my day going. But we all have jobs here. Sometimes we all must do what we must. And I think, like, I let that flame... I'm going to try to let it out here to impress, dismay, or frighten you, Red.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if this goes any better, because I don't think this is my good stat. Yep, I have a 0. So let's see how this goes. That's a 3.
Goodness.
Okay.
So that's not going well for me.
Yeah, and I think I think you know it, because you look up to be like, ah, yes, look at my greatness as a demon. And there's just pity in Red's eyes. Thank you for the thought, Miss Mash. My soul belongs to the big man upstairs when the time comes. Sir, ma'am? And as he like looks at ma'am, I'm like,
oh, by which shit. he means, of course, Percival.
No, it's not. No, I meant God.
I thought you meant call him what you want to
in private, dear.
No, that's not. No, Percival is my benefactor, and it's a wholly different relationship than my relationship with Jesus Christ and God and the Holy Spirit. But I am not interested in your wants, and in fact, this whole thing by my friend, he like kind of looks at Stella, was a bad idea, and I'm sorry to be impressed upon your station. We'll leave. Right, Stella?
Yeah, I think Stella is also attempting to back towards the door, but I don't think that I don't think my mom's quite done.
Yeah.
Red, dear. I'm sure that you don't have to give up any of your relationships with God or Percival or anyone else. All I'm looking for is to help you. If you've been having some difficulties with friends, maybe I can just give you a little protection.
And what would you want from me for that? Because you don't do anything for free, just like you just said to Miss Mash.
Oh, I really just would need your respect and your consideration if down the line. Surely there's we could come to an accommodation.
So are you asking for a debt to be paid later, or for me just to consider something from you later?
A debt later. Just a debt.
What is it you're offering me?
That's a great question.
Wealth, of course.
Well, I think, wealth is one of the things Red has very little use for.
Yeah, it's really unclear who Red is being kidnapped. I like, is it at this point, is Red just kidnapping the werewolf?
Yes, so much, yes.
That's why he's not too worried about it, because it's just like a friend napping. Those things happen when you're an oracle.
Mama kind of pulls out of her pocket a deep green stone and holds it out and just says, if you need, if you are in this situation again, just use this and Miss Mash will attend and be there for whatever you need. Won't you, Miss Mash?
You're muted,
Steven. Of course. I've always thought the red is someone deeply in need of help.
Is there a mechanic to this at all, or is it just you making this offer?
There is. Well, so I am.
Sounds like they're more or less giving Red one of the debt they have, or I'm getting a new debt that I owe to Red now.
Yeah, that's sort of what I was thinking. Is that, essentially, Red would have a debt on Miss Mash, and Memon would have a debt on Red.
That's not good enough for Red. Red already has a debt on Miss Mash, and so I think Red had listened and was very patient, and was like, I'd like to think that I respect you enough and you respect me enough to know that those are not of equivalent values. I know your whole thing is to make a deal and get the better end of it on someone, but just because I'm young doesn't mean I'm stupid. No offense, Ms. Mash.
Oh, don't worry, dear. It wasn't because you were young that I was thinking that.
Love the match.
Well, sure. Surely you, if Miss Mash being at your service is not, perhaps you have another offer in mind.
Well, see, here's the thing. You want something from me. I don't want something from you. So why, you have my respect and my consideration. I'll give you that free of charge. You can think about what you want for another time and come back to me with a better offer. And he's like imagining things he's heard Percival say, like in meetings he's attended. And that's kind of what he's channeling here, as he's kind of like squared up his shoulders a bit. Like, you know. You can come back with a better offer, but again, I'm not very inclined given who you are and what you do and my affiliations, but I will give you the respect and consideration always. So unless you can think of something else right now, I'm happy to give you more time, but there isn't anything I want from you. And of course, Mammon knows that's not true, probably, but Red's not going to say it.
Yeah.
That's free power.
All right. I need a little more time to think on this one, I think.
That's okay. We can jump to a different scene.
Yeah. So, Dara. you remind me again. You rolled up with your music blaring and your windows open, and how are you? What were you trying? What? How are you trying to pull the wolves over?
Her story is that she's lost.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, one of the two of them comes over and sort of leans down to the open window. And as he gets closer, you flash back to the scene where Red was pulled from the at the market, and realized that this was one of the wolves that was there, kind of towering over you at the table, and you see at the same time him recognizing you, and he. Pauses a minute and then steps back and looks like he's about to go back and confer with the other guard. What do you do?
I think we see Dara begin to panic, and she's like, shit, and she's like, you know, unbuckling her seatbelt, like hopping out of the car, kind of scrambling over the sidewalk in her heels. Oh my God, hi. We met earlier. Sort of. Wow, what a coincidence. You live here?
He kind of eyes you up and he's. What are you doing here? What?
I mean, I don't know. That's what the whole being lost thing is about.
He turns over to the other. He kind of reaches out and grabs your arm. You need to stay here. And it turns back to the other guard. She was with the other one. Like,
I was Red here.
You'd better come inside. And he starts dragging you into the building.
Oh, that's
Nancy or Morgan, what are you guys doing?
I want to case the joint, please.
This all is right, so yeah, so are you guys around back? Like, what's the how's the?
Yeah, we're going around back, and okay. I've gotten into a lot of places I don't belong. With a lot of people who were not happy to see me. So this is very familiar territory, except I'm not going in to kill anybody.
All right.
There's always something new you got to try, right?
That's what I'm telling myself.
I think that's going to be study a place of power.
This is actually protect and serve.
Oh, protect and serve. Do you have a different move?
I have a special
thing. Ah, okay.
I think my character would do the regular move that you were just talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I got an 11.
Okay.
So I 11. Get two questions.
When you read... Okay, so this... Sorry. So this is when you read a charge situation. So for what it's worth, I feel like that actually would work... well, if you were sort of watching what was going on in the front, and maybe it makes less sense in if you're sort of going in and casing the
okay. I mean, I don't mind filming. getting a spying a situation there. So the questions are going to be the same, mm-hmm. which is, what's my way in?
And
what should I be on the lookout for?
Okay. What should I be on the lookout? So, let's see. So I think you see because so the guard that has Dara had just sent the other one in, sort of in the front door of the building, and so I think you could, I think the if you were to overwhelm that guard that has Dara, then you know that the door is now unlocked and sort of an easy, you've got sort of immediate entry into the building. And then the, should I be on the lookout for? Well, that was your other question?
Yes.
So I think, the biggest thing here is that, the first guard was alluding to there being more, you know, sort of a go talk to folks. So I think there's, you know, there are, you get the sense that there are more than just these two, in the building, and that, you know, that they may be coming back with, kind of a larger group shortly. Morgan, you said you were going to do the, you were going to roll.
Study a place of power, I think.
Unless yeah. I think that's the right, I mean, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the right one for sort of casing the joint.
Okay.
Sorry, just a quick question. Dancy, I see you have knight. I know you marked wild for the end of session last time. And you have knight marked. I don't remember if that was from a faction.
Oh, it should be. It should be power. I'm sorry.
Should be power. Okay, that's. I wanted to make sure.
Mismarked it.
Got it. Morgan, this is a knight mm-hmm. place of power, and so you roll with
plus one.
You roll with that circle, yeah. So and mm-hmm. so you have a plus one there.
Yep. All right. Let's see, modifier plus one. Let's see what we get.
A 12.
Wow. All right.
All right. So you can go ahead and mark knight.
Okay.
Since you did that faction move. So on a hit, you see below the surface to the reality underneath. You'll get an area, NPC, or an item located within that is not what it seems. On a 10 plus. Your insight reveals much about the circle's politics and schemes. Ask the MC a relevant question about the circle and take plus one forward when acting on the answer. So I think actually the thing that you can sort of figure out from as you're sort of casing, as you're sort of looking in, and I wonder, I know you have some sort of supernatural senses in various cases. So I think what you're seeing here is there is less activity here than you would expect for somewhere where, you know, someone that had been kidnapped would be held. And so I think you're sort of getting the sense now that maybe Red is not actually in this building anymore.
Sure. Yeah, like maybe an obvious place where you would hold someone is surprisingly empty or something like that. Okay. Do I still ask a question?
Yeah, I think you know, and I mean, maybe this even looks like you've sort of snuck into the building. You know, you don't need a door to get through a concrete basement, for instance, right? You've got your
right. But if I make a miss, I'm going to leave some evidence of damage or something to the structure.
Oh, that's right.
If I'm outside my domain.
That's right. You're outside. Okay. Yeah. So maybe you're not. Maybe you're not doing that. Yeah. Since I didn't have you roll that. But
yeah, I think Morgan, unless he needs to, he doesn't want to show more evidence that he's been here. Mm-hmm. So he's not. This isn't his forte. He's really outside his comfort zone. And he's going to totally write up an anonymous blog post about it later on. But for right now, yeah, he's kind of using his normal senses and conferring with Dancy. I don't think Red's here. I think he's somewhere else. We got to figure out where they would have taken him if he's not here.
Yeah, which means we got to get Tara back right now. And Dancy is like up and out and in. with a speed and quietness that's hard to believe.
Okay, so
I'm going to go because I've changed my objective now. I'm going to get there back.
Got it. All right. So
I think Morgan, because he's probably watched a lot of those police procedurals or mystery shows on the vids. He's probably looking for some, like, obviously in those shows there'd be some evidence or something left out, implying where they would have taken someone. Mm-hmm. So I think before they leave, he's looking for something to suggest where Red might be.
Got it. All right. So with that, I think, Steven, you're right. I think we're out of time to take a break. So let's do 10 minutes. Sure. Come back 5 of. Al, are you back?
I am, yes.
Okay. All right. So I think let's go back to Demon's Queen here. My mom sighs a bit at Red's refusal and sort of takes just kind of produces a nice finely crafted business card from nowhere and tucks it in his pocket. I don't know if he's wearing a shirt. I don't know if it's a shirt pocket or if it's his pants pocket. Like, I'll leave that up to you.
It's probably the pants pocket. And they just put it in Red's pants pocket, and Red is his face is as red as his moniker.
And sort of they pat him on his shoulder. And well, just know we'll be keeping an eye on you, and we're always here if you need something. And he turns to Ms. Mash and sort of says, "Well, we'll talk later." and then walks out the door. Stella turns to Red and just sort of shakes her head. This has not gone how she was hoping.
Maybe we feel a little guilty about being not nice to our friends and trying to guilt them into a business contract when we're supposed to be friends. And yeah. The friend thing.
Yeah, look, Red, just I would really appreciate it if you could, well,
mm-hmm.
Look Ms. past Rash. This. Go ahead.
Yeah, like Estelle's, Red just turns to Ms. Mash. It's like, Ms. Mash.
Yes.
We'll take 2 mint juleps, please. 3 mint juleps. You can make one for yourself. On me.
I roll my eyes. Oh, I suppose if only to get the taste of flies out.
Yeah, and Percival's gonna, Red is gonna take a seat at the bar, pat the seat next to him for Stella, and says, I'm gonna give you a reading now, because I said I would, while Miss Mash makes us all drinks to forget about the terrible taste of blood and flies in our mouth.
Perfect. She sits down and just kind of holds her hand out.
Yeah, so I am going to roll with spirit to do a telling. And that is an 11.
An 11. Now that's the skim the surface. Is that the movie?
This is Soothsayer.
Oh, Soothsayer. Ah, got it. Yes. Okay. On a hit.
Hit, you tell them something new and interesting about their destiny. On a 10 plus, you may ask a follow-up question.
Okay. I'm going to have to think on that.
Okay.
Let's cut back. I think, hold on. Let me make a note. So I did want to cut back to the werewolf. Morgan, I just saw your David, I just saw your question in the chat. What can Morgan use here to convince the werewolf clan to work with him around his domain? I think that there is a I think you get the impression that and in fact you've been working with them on you've been working with the artifact dealer, right? I think we said that was So I think the thing that you see there is that they are the impression you get is that they're sort of in the middle of I don't know, it's not clear if it's a war or if they're just sort of being pushed hard by something, someone. And so they're looking for you sort of piece together from what you're seeing here and also what you've heard from your dealer, but they are looking for artifacts that they can use to sort of strengthen their cause. And one of the things that I don't know how long Morgan has been and sort of how aware he is of other kind of factional politics, but one of the things that came up in earlier character creation was that Stella's pack used to work out of the Boston Garden, where now Carrie is sort of the de facto owner. Oh, actually, in fact, the thing you see is that the wolves that you see that they are like in a bit of a push and pull, and you see references to the horse thieves, who are the same faction the faction run by Gus Endicott that has also been trying to push down into the sort of Millennium Tower area. And so having your sort of an alliance with you against Gus would be something that they would be very interested in. Dancy, I believe before we went on break, it sounded like you were about to was I hearing you right that you were about to turn to violence on the one remaining werewolf outside? You are muted.
Yes. Although okay. I will give him a chance to back down, but you will not take because he's a werewolf.
Yeah.
So it's really all one move.
Great.
I'm basically going to pop in front of him and say, let her go. And then when he doesn't, I'm giving him 3/4 of a second to do it too. When he doesn't, yeah. I pounce on him.
All right. Why don't we go ahead and roll that move?
Okay. Doesn't go well.
Of course not. Par for the course for this session.
I did fine in my previous roll.
Yeah, that's true. It's just if everyone else. Oh,
I even get to take plus one and act on the answer, so it's a 6. Wow, with a +3, and I couldn't get a hit. Okay.
Is there a help, like move or any sort of help setup in this that I'm like missing?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, lend a hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to lend hands, Dara?
So, you could, if Morgan or Dara has an opportunity to lend a hand here which would bring that up to a 7.
It would.
I can lend a hand here. So this wolf is like manhandling Dara as Dancy comes at him, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, then I think like it looks as simple as Dara like kicking and screaming, trying not to be dragged into the spill tank.
Perfect.
And I will go ahead and roll. So roll with their circle. Perfect. One.
Oh awesome. Boy. Okay. Yeah. So
if you want to have Dara get hurt here, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, well, I think that's sort of I think both of you in this case may have some hurt coming to you. Yep. I would say, why don't
here, werewolves.
I think probably that, like, yeah, I think that's probably a level 2 for each of you. Neither of you have any armor, right?
Not unless I do a little bit. Nope.
Yeah, so I think so Dara, I think as you're sort of kicking and screaming to try and sort of distract or delay, you just feel you feel his fingers sort of clamp down harder on your arm, and his claws kind of digging in, and then as Dancy is, you know, as sort of Dancy comes at him from behind, and he turns to deal with her, it almost kind of rips at your upper arm, sort of tearing cloth and skin. And then Dancy, as you as you come at him, I think he just you know, you're sort of pouncing on him. You described it as pouncing on him, and I think he kind of, let's see. Turn about roll of blood.
Between himself and a pillar.
Yeah, and well, I think he sort of you know, when it comes down to it, he is significantly larger than you are.
Massively larger.
Yeah. And so I think he just sort of you know, claws out and kind of teeth bared. He, you know, and he's not in wolf form now, but you know, is almost growling as if he were. And he just kind of slashes at you and then almost throws you to the ground. So Dara, I think you are sort of loose at this point, but he's now ready. I think you'll need something if you guys want to get out of this situation.
Would Morgan have heard any of this?
Yeah. I mean, I think Morgan. I mean, you've got pretty good hearing. I think you.
Okay. So I think Morgan rushes out, thinking, "Hey, we're gonna have the werewolf clan on our side." Then here's monstering out, comes around the corner, notices that the car is okay, then sees Dara and Dancy and this spectacle happening, and part of him wants to just freak out and like say no, not like this, but then the other part's like, crap, I gotta do something. What time of day is it?
I think it might be late afternoon by this point. I don't think it's, in fact, it's not evening yet. Cause in this evening, Dancy has to go meet up with Carrie. So we have not hit evening yet.
All right. So, I think Morgan feels like he doesn't know what else to do. So he transforms, in order to perform a monstrous feat of strength on this werewolf. Doesn't intend to kill it, but to basically throw it far away.
Uh-huh. All right. That sounds like a let it out.
Yep. That is exactly what it is.
Perfect.
So what do I roll for let it out?
Let it out, I believe it. Well, let me not believe and actually look it up. Okay. Roll with spirit.
Spirit. Okay. Plus two. All right. Let's see how this goes. All right. Let's see if I can join everyone else in a six or less.
You can. But I'm going to help this time.
Okay.
So.
One of you.
Nope.
Nope.
Good gravy. I rolled a three and a two.
Okay.
This is great.
Dancy tries to, you know, sees what you're doing. You know, tries to get up, and like, your leg gives out from under.
I think Morgan is
slips on some of her own blood.
Oh gosh.
She goes down. She says
She says, shit.
So I think, let's see.
I have an idea.
Sure.
This is a little bit maybe too Forged in the Darkish, because I think it would be cool if Dara got away, right?
Yep.
What if I, because of this whole slip and slide and all that, I end up tossing the werewolf on my car?
Yeah, sure. I was.
And then that allows Dara to get away.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out. I wanted to lean into the, like, yes, you transform. It just does not go the way you were intending, as this failure. So yeah. I think that works nicely. So I think your car is trashed.
Yep.
And and I think we're gonna leave it there, actually. So we've got about 15 minutes left in our play, and I want to make sure we have time for end of session and stars and wishes. So
because I don't think Morgan would abandon Darce Dancy.
So I think you guys are in a bit of a perilous situation as the wolves mm-hmm. are now bundling. They also heard the noise from inside and are now but boiling out of the front of the building. The ones that had the second guard had gone in to fetch are now back. So let's go around starting. I apologize. My daughter just woke up. How about this? I need to get her back in bed.
How about we can call it for the evening and talk about it in the Slack?
That's what I was going to suggest. Yeah, let's do the end of session and stars and wishes async on Slack. All right. Thank you, folks. Sure. Any concerns with me posting this recording before I go?
Nope.
All right. Nope. Take care, all.
Bye, all.